o'clock after winter, considering the way he was playing today.
Yeah, I don't know. Arguably the best player on the ice. He was a stud.
How the goal that Yanni Gourde scored for his first
You look about these kids that come up, they get their first shot, then they go back down and they come up again. And he is really seizing his moment while he's been up here. And not only has he had his roles been elevated, but he's playing little power plays, killing penalties. And you look at all the guys we've injured, or that got injured, those are big penalty killers for us. And somebody had to step in. And for him to take the puck from a really good player on their team and be able to fight him off and score that goal, and it just, it was uplifting for all of us. And the way he capped off a period in which we really gutted one out, and it was a big goal and a big moment for him.
So he plays a lot of confidence, a lot of edge to his game a little bit too. Is that something for a young player who's able to step in this?
Well, you kind of learn what you have to do to not only get here but stay here. And he went back and he was doing that in Syracuse, and he brought that game here. And you talked to him about don't come here and be afraid to make mistakes, because that'll ultimately you're not going to perform. And I think there's just a bit more of a calm to the guys when they come back a second time. And he was exceptional tonight.
What was your mood after the first period?
Well, to be honest, we were in the room thinking that there's no way we should be down 2-0 in that game. And we thought, I think scoring chances were pretty even, shots were pretty even. We probably, Kobe's untimely break of his stick keeps the puck in the zone, and that was a tough break. And what was the first one? I guess you'd realize why Jágr's got 700 plus goals to score a goal like that from that angle. So we thought, okay, maybe a couple of these, we just weren't getting the breaks, but we thought we were earning ours. And we could have easily been up 2-0 in that period going to the break. But there was a lot of fight in the boys we had left, and we felt we were playing well enough that it was keep working the way we were and things will pay off, and they eventually did.
You do have a young team in there.
Yeah.
When they can police themselves that way and understand that maybe they didn't deserve to be down 2-0, what's that tell you about the kind of room that you have, even with a lot of guys that haven't been?
Yeah, well, sometimes, a little youthful exuberance and injected in there, and guys that, they don't really care. They just want to go and try their hardest and try and win. And everybody knows where we are right now, and it is desperation mode, and the guys are playing with it, and the kids that are, I don't know how many kids we had that started the years in the minors that were playing in the lineup tonight. They, we talked earlier in the year, it's not the 22 guys or 23 guys at the start of the year that make this team, it's 30 plus that are part of our team. And you need everybody to win. And yes, it's extremely unfortunate that we're missing some really influential players on this team. But to have that, those kids come up here and, as I said, do everything they can to help this team win, not care about the stage that they're on, not care that, we can't lose games. It's all about competing and winning, and it's paying off.
And plus, I think I can completely judge based on points or that, because he plays a 200-foot game, but to have this kind of a moment for him, how much can they do confidence-wise for a guy like that? That he's been part of those moments a lot in the past for you guys.
Who?
For
a lot. Yeah, well, but his stat line was something I really liked. I think he had 7 shots on goal, and that's not in his nature. He's more, he'll set guys up and stuff like that, but I loved his just his attack, his will, and I can't remember, there was one shift there in the second period that he just saved every play. That was every time Florida came down, the guy that was rubbing somebody out or finishing his check and getting the puck turned over was Palat. And it's fitting that he ended up getting the winner.
Do you have any indication of anybody being able to play on this trip or go on this trip?
I don't, actually. So we'll we'll see how guys heal up here. But I don't anticipate. I don't know. I can't sit here and say maybe one of them will come back. I'm not sure, but this is what we have right now, and we're rolling with it.
Good. Thanks. Good.